Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Jesus is the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. Can you say amen? Amen. And that's why holiness is a big deal. It is a big deal. It means everything to a child of God. Without it, you don't see Him. My God, can you imagine? And we think that holiness went away with the old covenant. When we came in the new covenant, we're living under greasy grace. I can slide by a slip away with anything, whatever I feel to do. You don't put me under the law. I'm not going to tithe. You're putting me under the law. Okay, try that. How's it working for you? Come on, amen. Don't debate. Just do. Amen. If God said it, do it. Amen. 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 And incidentally, tithing was before the law. Way before the law. And tithing will always be there according to God. Amen. And so listen to this. Holiness, I want you to get this. God gave this to me at 2:30 this morning, so you better receive it. I was up there for you guys. Holiness is not a goal. Holiness is a person. Oof. The person of Jesus Christ. So my goal is to get to Jesus Christ because from Him I get holiness actions. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Holiness is not about earning our salvation. We said that before. You cannot earn your salvation. Holiness is about intimacy with holiness. Holiness is intimacy with holiness. Christ is all holy. Amen. And when you have intimate relationship with Jesus, that rubs off on you. And that will start to take away the things that are causing problems in your life. Amen. And so there's a lot of confusion about what the word holiness means in the church today. And holiness leads to misunderstanding will lead to two things. It'll lead to either lawlessness or legalism. I know churches that call themselves a holiness movement. And if you wear makeup, you're unholy. Go figure. If you're a girl, a woman, and you wear pants in church, you're unholy. If you don't go in with a big brimmed hat, you're unholy. It's called the holiness movement. That is not what we're talking about. Please, I am not talking about that. We want you to dress how you feel comfortable, but moderately. Right. Woman, please remember, men are sight stimulated. Please never forget that. They are sight stimulated. And if you come here with half everything hanging out, that man and the men around you are going to have problems, and you will be responsible. Oh, God. Don't shoot me down now because I'm telling the truth. I mean, I went to church the first 18 years of my life because of the girls' miniskirts. I am not joking. And those of you that went the same time as me, you know what I'm talking about.
Good Catholic girl.
Good Catholic girl. Oh, God. All right, so we can put this confusion away, take it away by understanding holiness has two aspects. Number one, one deals with our position in Christ. Holiness, one of these things that are causing us to get all confused, one of them deals with our position in Christ. My position in Christ. And the other deals with the behavior and results from our position in Christ. If we can get that, my position in Christ is He's sanctified me, He's made me holy. Now, my results of holiness is because of that position in Christ. I never wanted to act holy when I was unsaved. Now I want to do less wrong things as I'm understanding more. And the closer I get to Jesus Christ and the more I have that fellowship with Jesus, the less sinful I become and the more holy I act. I'm not talking about salvation once again. He's already sanctified me and made me holy. I've got my salvation. Now it's my outward walk needs to line up with my inward self. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? And so, yes, am I supposed to do it? Yes, God said, be holy as I am holy. He wants us to be holy like He's holy. Amen. I know it's not the most popular subject in the world, but hey, it's a lot of freedom in this when you get to understand it. And that's why I'm saying it's so problematic that the devil has pulled this one on the church with this COVID and whatever he's doing to keep people away, because what's happened now, I'm telling you, I know its effect. I've spoken to people and it affected my life where I stopped having that intimate relationship with God as good and as strong as I had it before. I got whacked, I think it was November, December, and January with whatever it was. They said it wasn't COVID, but who knows? And I was out. I was done. My wife thought she was going to be, and I haven't been sick. You do understand that. And my wife thought she was going to be a widow. I mean, really, my sons and them, my son and my daughter, they thought, what's going on with Dad? And for three or four months, I could not have that time with God because I wasn't sleeping properly at night. I was sleeping 2 hours at night. So I like to get up at 5 a.m. and spend 2 hours just praying and fellowshipping with God. And I couldn't do it because I was too tired. So I started getting less and less. So during the day, I'd speak to God and that, but it wasn't the same as your devotion, your devoted time to God. I'd snatch a bit here and I'd snatch a bit there. Now, having to get back to where I was, after this thing left my body that He got out of me, afterwards, to get back to where I was one of the biggest battles I faced. Come on, your pastor is telling you the truth here right now. And you think it's not going to affect you the same way? Of course it is. So He draws you out of the church. He gets you away from that time of intimacy. You start getting more relaxed and more comfortable in what you're doing. Next thing you look again and you've almost backslid. Come on, I'm giving you a heads up as a senior pastor, as the apostle of this church, and I'm prophetically declaring to the people that are not getting involved in church around the world, you better wake up and you better ask God to get you going. I'm just telling you like it is. I'm not talking just this church. I'm talking all of them. The devil's pulled a fast one on the world. Come on. And the power that they're trying to grab, the money power grabbing people that are pushing the stuff and this agenda, want you to get a passport with a vaccination in it. It's all about control. We better be close to God. You better be close to God, because they're saying by September and October, inflation is going to be 13 to 14%. I don't know if you understand what that means. You will be paying for what used to cost you in a trolley $100. You'll be paying $150. It's happening, folks. It's happening. And now listen, it's already happening. Well, it's going up still. Now listen, the point is, if you are a tither and a giver, God said, I will rebuke the devourer for you. So no matter how high inflation goes, God is rebuking the devourer off my goods. Everything I invest in is going to be good. My fridge won't break down. My car won't break down. I won't need doctors. God will rebuke the devourer for a tithing child of His. Just settle that in your life. But if you're not doing it, the devil's going to come and rebuke you. Amen. Okay, so Ephesians 1:4, this is the first scripture, our position in Christ. He says, yeah, long ago, even before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. He decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We who stand before him covered with his love. Amen. Who wouldn't want to worship and serve and love this God? I'll read it one more time. Long ago, even before he made the world, before you were in your mother's womb, right? You were fearfully and wonderfully made, but he knew you before he created you. Watch what he says here. Even before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own. Whew. Do you know who you belong to? Do you know whose you are? Abba, Father, dear God, dear Daddy. I mean, he's closer to you than you can imagine. And he says, yeah, to be his very own through what Christ would do for us. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. He decided then to make us holy before the world. He decided, I'm going to make a holy nation without a single fault, we who stand before him covered with his love. Paul was writing to the Ephesians at Ephesus, telling them this is what Jesus accomplished. God accomplished through the work of Jesus, and you and I have been made holy. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've been made holy. Amen. You see, if you've been made holy, you can get into heaven, because what unholiness is going to get into heaven? So if you say you're saved and you're going to heaven, you better know you're holy. Amen. Amen. All right. And you're covered with his love. In Christ, that's who you are. In Christ, he sees you as perfection. Your spirit realm. Now remember, the inside, we said, has to catch, the outside has to catch up with the perfection on the inside. And therein is where the work is. But it's not work, it's easy. And I'm going to show you how. Amen? And so, the first aspect of holiness, which Paul just spoke about, is positional. My position in Jesus Christ. I couldn't buy it, I couldn't steal it, I couldn't borrow it, I couldn't beg for it, and I couldn't earn it. Come on. It was not available to me without Jesus. I could do nothing to get it. Absolutely not. If Jesus didn't come, I'd be seeing you guys in hell. Period. I mean, I'm talking straight today, right? Because I haven't got too much time, because I want to get us out a little bit early so we can come back tonight and just experience the Holy Spirit. Amen. The only thing we could do to get it was receive it. As a free gift. A free gift. If I said to you, hey, yeah, I want to gift you this new telephone. I'm giving it to you. It's a gift to you. And you say, okay, yes, $100. First of all, I'd say this thing costs $1,200. I mean, stick around inflation, maybe $15 by the end of the year. But here's a free iPhone I'm giving to you. It's a free gift from me. And you start putting out money to give to me. You can't buy a gift. As once you buy it, it's no longer a gift. And Jesus gives it as a free gift. So he made us righteous and made us holy as a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. You can't borrow it. You got to receive it as a free gift from Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross. Oh God, thank you. Hebrews 10:10. By God's will, we have been purified and made holy once for all through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus, the Messiah. You see that? He made you holy. He made you righteous.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70.